Frying pan man, he'll make you move. He's the one man who'll make you groove. Nice and easy, babe, and not too fast. Slowly as you go and make it last.
It is time for the downloads, the frying pan. That's how I like to say it. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brainchild behind the successful local business, I Want to Draw a Cat for You. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. There we go. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes in it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban. Steve Gadlin, welcome to the frying pan.
Thank you, Justin. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Congratulations on another birthday. I know you got a birthday coming up tomorrow.
I do. In a couple of hours, I hit the big 40, so I'm tiptoeing into the years of elderliness.
Oh, that's great, man. Congrats. Yeah. Congrats. Happy birthday. I mean, I think we're not just making that up. This actually could be a benefit for you as you pitch your idea tonight. People might be more sympathetic since you're celebrating a birthday.
Well, I hope so. But really what I think they'll do is see that I finally hit on something that everybody needs, and they'll be lining up to purchase one.
All right. Well, we know the drill here. 312-981-7200. You can text that or call in with questions, ideas, feedback, concerns, and your overall judgment on whether or not tonight's idea, the frying pan with Steve Gadlin, is a good one. So why don't we get at it? Steve Gadlin, what's tonight's frying pan?
Well, here's the thing. We all love our smartphones. You know, we use them all the time, and we use them to play games. We use them to get text messages, check the weather, all sorts of things. But one of the problems that we all suffer from is you can't take your smartphone into the shower with you.
Right.
So you put it down on the sink, and what happens, you might be getting 10, 20 alerts while you're in the shower, but how do you know about it without constantly opening the curtain and checking your phone?
Right.
So what I've invented is a device called Shower Alert. What it does is it connects your shower head to your phone with Bluetooth, and every time your phone gets an alert, the water switches in 15-second intervals between cold and hot, for 15 seconds to alert you without even making a sound, just alert you through water temperature that something's going on with your phone so that if you need to, you can get out of the shower and check your phone. And maybe it's your turn in Yahtzee, or maybe you get a text message from a friend, but it keeps you in the loop while you're bathing.
Okay, and it's called, what's it called again?
Shower Alert.
Shower Alert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Shower Alert. That will change the water temperature. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it keeps notifications, but instead of with your phone vibrating, it will change the water temperature so the hot just shuts off. So you get a blast of cold for 15 seconds, and then the cold shuts off, and you get a blast of hot for 15 seconds. So it alerts your body that something's going on with your phone. Could be an important weather alert, could be a text message from a family member, could be a phone call from your boss, could be your turn in a game that you're playing.
It's something that you need to know, essentially.
Well, you know, that's up to you. It's something, you know, none of us like to miss alerts on our phone. So this closes that gap while we're in the shower for the 20, 30 minutes while we're in the shower, keeps us in the loop.
Okay, well, I have questions, and I know that every week I do, and I like to defer to our audience because they've got better questions. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You can call talk to Steve directly with ideas, concerns, questions, comments, or you can text and tell us what you think. On text, 312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. We come back, we'll take your calls and text, yay or nay, to Shower Alert. Steve Gadlin, it's the Frying Pan, it's WGN Radio.
Frying Pan Man, he'll make you move. He's the one man who'll make you groove. Nice and easy, babe, and not too fast. Slowly as you go and make it last.
It's The Download here on Friday night. I'm Justin Kaufman. You hear that song, you know it's time for The Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin, local innovator. He was the man behind IWantToDrawCatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank. He now has a principal investor, that is Mark Cuban. Before he brings his new ideas to Cuban, he brings them here to The Frying Pan to workshop them in with the WGN radio audience. A lot of people calling in. Once again, Steve, why don't you give us the elevator pitch for Shower Alert?
Yeah, so one of the things we all hate about showers is that we lose touch with our cell phone. You know, for the 20 or 30 minutes while we're in there bathing, we don't know if we're getting any alerts on our phone because they haven't yet made a cell phone that you could bring in the shower with you. So what Shower Alert does is it connects to your phone through Bluetooth, and anytime there's an alert on your phone, you're alerted by the temperature of the water changing from hot to cold, from hot to cold in 15-second intervals.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Lots of feedback already. 312-981-7200. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Dave. Dave, welcome to The Frying Pan. Yay or nay to Shower Alert?
Definite nay.
Okay.
Can I say why?
Yeah, please.
Well, I take a shower to get back in touch with myself so I can turn off the outside world for just briefly, because I've forgotten how dirty and filthy I am, and I like the hot water running on me to, you know, get my, you know, body temperature and, you know, rhythm started. And then when I'm done with it and I dry off and put my clothes back on, then I want to, you know, use the phone and, you know, get all that outside technological overstimuli that we get.
I just
think that this is, you know, I don't like it. It's more technological insanity.
There you go. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for that. Technological insanity.
Well, it's Dave's right to tune out and turn off when he's in the shower, but that's not everyone's modus operandi, right? Mm-hmm. Some of us like to stay connected, especially those of us under 42. I'll say under 42. We like to stay connected, and if it's our turn on Yahtzee, we want to know about it. We can't wait till our shower.
A lot of Yahtzee tonight. Let's go to Joanne.
Well, Yahtzee's a lot of fun.
Yeah, okay. Well, Joanne, welcome to The Frying Pan. Yay or nay on Shower Alert?
Oh, definitely nay. I agree with Dave. I mean, you know, you want to get in the shower. And who takes a shower for 30 minutes? I never heard of anyone taking. By then, you'd run out of hot water. But anyway, I think that is your alone time. And why do we have, you know, messages on our phone? We don't have to be bothered in the shower. I think that's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks, Joanne. Thanks for calling in. A lot of nays on the alone time.
You know, I think we're getting sort of a weird random sampling here, and I think we're cutting across an age line here. Once you start answering calls from some of your younger callers,
Okay.
I think you're going to see a lot of appreciation for this idea. So there'll be a surge of yays.
Okay, well, 312-981-7200 is the number. Yay or nay for Shower Alert. Let's keep on the line. Let's go to Jason. Jason, yay or nay for Shower Alert?
That's a big old nay.
Okay. Why, Jason?
Well, I mean, who wants to be bothered anyways? I mean, phones are annoying anyway. I mean, when you go into the bathroom, you want to take a shower, you want to do what you got to do, and you want to get out. Certainly, definitely, no one's taking 20, 30-minute showers in Chicago. I mean, our water bills are out through the roof, you know?
Right.
You know,
I hear you.
We don't want to get cold either when we get a stupid message on our phone. We'll check it when we get out. I think it's a horrible idea. I hope you didn't invest a lot of money in it.
All right, well, thank you, Jason. Thank you for that. Again, there seems to just be a resounding nay to the idea of interrupting shower time.
Yeah, and I think people are astounded that I take a 30-minute shower. And I think the issue there is they're probably just not timing their own showers. Mm-hmm. They probably feel like, and it doesn't feel like 30 minutes, but I tell you, it's at least 30 minutes.
Yeah. Well,
So I think people need to remember that while they may not need to stay in touch with the outside world, some of us are important inventors who always have a deal, you know, an iron in the fire, and would appreciate knowing when it's our turn at Yahtzee or if we're getting a text message or a phone call from somebody.
815 says, great idea. I also think using a hair dryer while showering is a good idea too. So I think that might be
okay. Well, no, I won't endorse that. I think that's actually a little dangerous.
Go ahead.
I think your first question before yay or nay should be, can you tell us how old you are? Because I think we'll definitely see, you know, as we get down into the younger ages, from the elderly range, we'll see a lot more people.
We don't usually do that, but I mean, I randomly ask people here. I mean, let's go to Joe. Joe, you're on the frying pan. Yay or nay to shower alert?
Definitely a nay. It's nonsense. I'm sorry, but nobody needs to be playing Clash of Clans that importantly while showering. And I think it's tantamount to having the toilet flushed on you while you're in the shower. Nobody likes that.
Yeah, right. Okay.
But it gets your attention.
Thanks, Joe. Thanks for that.
He's not denying that it gets your attention if the water suddenly turns freezing for 15 seconds. You know, you'll know that that something's happening on your phone. And I hadn't mentioned Clash of Clans. I'm not even sure if that game gives alerts.
Yeah,
but if you think of a game like Yahtzee or some of the other games you can download from the App Store, you know, I think, again, I think it's a great idea. I think he's missing the point.
I've got some texts here. 309 says, if you change the interval to more or less than 15 seconds, I'm in.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, that could be an adjustment. There could be a slider that lets you make it happen in 30-second intervals.
Okay.
Or in 5-second intervals. Either way, I think once you get that first shock of cold water, you'll know that the alert is on.
Right.
So maybe you just need that.
There's a lot of technical questions on text.
Okay.
219 says it can't be accomplished with a shower head. It would have to be installed at the mixer valve.
Well, listen, I'm no plumber, but I know that we can connect to the shower head using Bluetooth and just send a cold command to it. Mm-hmm. And that should be no problem.
All right, let me get some of these calls in before we hit the news. Let's go to David. David, yay or nay on a shower alert?
Hey, Justin, how you doing tonight?
Hey, man. Thanks for calling.
I'm gonna say a nay. I just tuned in and I heard it. And a couple of things, I don't know if they've even been touched on. But first of all, you can take your phone into the bathroom with you and turn the volume up on your alerts to know that you get an alert. And second of all, if you're in the shower, what are you supposed to do? Stop your shower, check your phone, then get back in the shower, and then stop, check your phone. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you, David. Thank you for that. That's a good point. He's saying, why not just use what's available now? Why do you have to change it to...
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people turn the volume down on their phone when they're in the shower because they just don't want to be bothered with technology while they're having some alone time. So that might not be an option. And second, that is the idea. When you get the alert, you can, you know, pull open the shower curtain, step out of the shower, dry your hands off, and check the alert to see if it's an important one. If it is, maybe you take your turn at Yahtzee. Or if it's not, maybe you put your phone back down and you go back in the shower.
Let's go to Jim. Jim, yay or nay on shower alert?
Yeah, I'm a yay there.
Hey, all right.
There we go.
Yeah, it's an honor to talk to you there, Steve. You're such a genius.
Thank you, Jim.
I've been following you. You know, I mean, Mark Cuban doesn't surround himself with idiots or anything.
That's right.
But
that's great to hear.
You know,
I appreciate that compliment.
I get up in the morning and I hop in the shower and I start maybe to fall asleep a little bit. And boss is calling and this would be the perfect thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that makes sense. Jim, thank you for that. And, you know, Pete has been screening, and he said Jim was 42 years old. So,
okay, well, there you go. That's right on the money, and I think that's the threshold you're going to find.
All right, well, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You know, maybe this is a turning point. That was your first yay after a successive nay run. There were a lot of nays there.
And I'm thinking once the Yahtzee circles get wind of this, you'll get a lot of yays as well.
Well, during the news, I'll try to find a Yahtzee Facebook group and see if we can let them know what's going on. But 312-981-7200 is the number. Calls are lining up here. We're going to take a break, get to the news with Rob, and we'll come back and we will continue the conversation. Shower alert, yay or nay, here on the Frying Pan. Stay with us.
Frying Pan Man, he'll make you move. He's the one man.
you groove. Nice and easy, baby, not too fast. Slowly as you go and make it last.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman, and it's Friday night, 10 o'clock hour, so it means it's a frying pan. Steve Gadlin is the man behind IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He won on Shark Tank, and because of that, he got a development deal with Mark Cuban. So before he brings new ideas to Mark Cuban, he brings them here to the frying pan, to WGN Radio, to workshop them, to get yay or nay, to get some feedback. Tonight's idea, shower alert. Steve Gadlin, tell us a little bit about shower alert.
Yeah, so it is a Bluetooth-connected device for your shower head that lets you take a shower and still stay in touch with the outside world. Anytime there's a notification or an alert on your phone, it will instantly turn the temperature all the way to cold and then blast, you know, for 15 seconds and then all the way to hot for 15 seconds and all the way to cold with adjustable intervals. And that alerts you that your phone has an alert. So if you want, you can pop out of the shower and check your phone.
All right. There's a lot of questions on text, a lot of technological questions, but then also a lot of interesting philosophical questions about, you know, taking showers in peace, not having your phone in the shower with you. Can you not?
Well, you can't take your phone in the shower with you. That's
no, but they're
the
just
problem.
Saying, like, you know, that's a time for you to put technology away.
Well, look,
unwind.
You can put technology away whenever you want to. I'm not telling people not to do that. I'm not forcing people to install Shower Alert. I'm just giving people the opportunity to stay connected during that half hour to 45 minutes that they're doing their daily morning or evening shower.
312-981-7200 is the number. Let's go to Kylie. Kylie, yay or nay on Shower Alert?
I'm all for the idea of having your phone in the shower with you, but why buy something when you can just buy, like, a $2 plastic bag, a clip, and, like, a sticky thing, and just put your phone in a Ziploc bag and bring it in the shower with you?
That's a great question. Thanks, Kylie. Thanks for that. That's a good point. Like, why not?
I tell you, nobody likes to put things in Ziploc bags. That's thing number one. When Steve Jobs designed the iPhone, he designed a piece of art. Okay, that's not something you want to look at through a Ziploc bag using a tie hanging in your shower. It's a beautiful thing. You want to drop it on your sink. And, you know, I think Shower Alert allows people to maintain the integrity of their telephone and still stay in touch with the outside world.
Okay. She made a good point about cost. There have been a couple of questions about how much the Shower Alert would cost.
Well, keep in mind it's Bluetooth enabled, so there's some expensive technology embedded. The device itself is $75, but there's a $300 one-time installation fee to have a guy come in and set it up.
So you have somebody set it up. It's not something that just...
Anytime you're working with a home's plumbing, you know, there's most of it attached to the shower head, but there is a piece you need to rip out the wall to attach further down in the piping. And again, I'm no plumber. I might be using the wrong words, but there is some drywall removal that has to happen to get this thing properly installed.
Hmm. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Caesar. Caesar, yay or nay to Shower Alert?
I'm going to say nay, and with what he just said right now with the price, I think it's definitely too steep for maybe a slight inconvenience that somebody might have. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm in with that batch that definitely doesn't take 30 to 45 minute showers.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when somebody usually just says taking a shower, you say, I'm going to jump in the shower. So, you know, it's a quick thing.
Well,
and
I don't know about that.
Oh, I mean, it depends on what you're doing, I guess, the situation. But it's the whole cold interchange thing. I think that's another thing that, you know, people do. A lot of people go in the shower to, you know, relax. If you're going to change it from cold to hot really fast in 15 seconds, that's a little annoying to me. And maybe if it was pulsating, that might be a little better. But I think in general.
Caesar, think about how annoying that is. But now, how annoying is it to miss your turn at Yahtzee?
But, I mean, that's the other thing. I think that in general, it seems like it could be a feature for, like, an encompassing smart home kind of feature. But
I don't know. Do you even play Yahtzee, Caesar?
I've never played Yahtzee.
There you go. So I don't even think he's qualified to make a judgment on it.
All right. Well, it's just a game, Steve. I mean.
Yeah. And I don't think there's anything permanent, you know, that I would need to respond to that badly where I can't just, you know, sweat a little bit.
Yeah,
so
right.
Well, I'll say, yeah, it's a free country. It's just
a free country.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks, Caesar. Thanks for that. I'm not a huge fan of the free country argument, Steve. The idea that, you know, that's your argument back.
Well, he was saying, you know, to go back to his first argument, he says the pricing is a little steep. How much did he pay for his iPhone? And that's a beautiful piece of art. And it's pretty expensive. It's upwards of $600, $700, $800 if you're buying it off the rack. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, let's keep going. Let's go to Brandon. Brandon, yay or nay on shower alert?
Yay.
Hey, all right. I'm writing it down, Brandon. Thank you. Why yay?
Well, you know, I live alone now. My wife and kids were died in a horrible fire.
Okay.
And so, you know, it used to be that, you know, my wife would come in and flush the toilet and I would get scalded with burning hot water. And I miss that, you know, and then also the kids, they use up all the hot water. So then, you know, I'm getting this blast of freezing cold water. And, you know, it would just remind me of that.
Well, I apologize for that. That sounds terrible. He was 43, Steve. So you get an idea.
I'm sorry, I missed most of that. I was taking my turn on Yahtzee.
How about that? Okay, well. There you go. 312.
Was it a yay or an A?
It was a yay.
A?
He gave a yay. Right. So there you go. So 312-981-7200. Let's take a quick break. We'll get to the last of the calls, and then we'll go through some of these texts.
Okay.
You know, just like every frying pan at the end, we like to go to the more of the colorful stuff that was said. Yay, positive and negative, but we will definitely be reading some stuff that we'll test your patience, Steve, coming up here after the break on the frying pan here on the Download WGN Radio. Stay with us.
Frying pan man, he'll make you move. He's the one man who'll make you groove. Nice and easy, babe, and not too fast. Slowly as you go and make it last.
It's the frying pan here on the Download. Steve Gadlin is with us, a longtime inventor. I want to draw a cat for you.com. This is the part where we get through all the texts. We have a lot of texts tonight, so I'm just going to go rapid fire. You ready, Steve?
I'm ready.
All right. 630 says, all caps, try again. That's all I got. 630 says, I'm sorry, but this guy, Steve, is an idiot.
Wow.
First of all, you can't leave your phone long enough to take a shower. Second of all, who wants to get hot and then cold on them in the shower? His last idea was idiotic as well. There's a lot going on in that one.
I don't even remember what my last idea was.
It was the honk tapper from last week.
Okay, well, that was actually a good idea.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Let's keep going here. Let's perfect for this 847. This is perfect for somebody with ADHD. For the rest of us,
okay. Well, there you go.
It embodies everything that is wrong with advanced technology.
Now, people are so scared of robots, and I think a lot of that is because of all these movies that show robots taking over and killing all the people. But I just don't see that happening, especially with a device like this. So I think, you know, their fear of technology is a little misplaced here.
224 says, if you can't go without your phone for 10 minutes, you've got a real problem.
Yeah, but what if you're waiting for a very important phone call, but you also need to take a shower? I mean, people are acting like I'm forcing people to use this. This is a tool for life. You can ignore the hot cold alert if you don't want to check your phone. You don't have to check your phone every time the water blasts from freezing to scalding in 15-second intervals. Mm-hmm.
309 says, bad idea. What's next? An alert during sex?
Well, maybe. That's actually a good idea. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, but then we're not talking 30, 45 minutes, though. We're talking 3 minutes, and I'm sure you can step away for for 3 minutes.
224 says, I'm 39 years old. The shower alert? Hell no. If it's important, I'll get it 10 minutes later.
Well, they may have mistyped their age on that one because that sounds like something a 49-year-old would say.
Okay.
Or maybe they're older than they look. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
224 says, Yahtzee, did this guy watch too much Supernatural?
I've never seen the show.
I don't know. I do enjoy
the game Yahtzee.
312 says, nay, shower steam can damage your cell phone.
Well, exactly. That's why we don't bring the phone into the shower. It's not just the steam, but actually, little known fact, the water from the shower will damage your cell phone, too. So you keep your phone out of the shower, and you rely on Shower Alert to let you know. It doesn't even have to be in the bathroom.
815 says, bad idea. I'm 21. I'm already constantly connected. I like my personal time in the morning.
Okay. Well, I think this person must just be misunderstanding what this does. It lets you keep that personal time by gently alerting you when your phone gets a notification, which you do not have to respond to. That's what I keep wanting to reiterate.
773
you don't have to respond to it.
Says, go draw cats.
Okay. Well, actually, I will be later tonight. So,
773 says, not needed, 82 years. So I'm guessing that that's how old that person is, 82.
Yeah, and frankly, I think alternating hot and cold water in the shower of an 82-year-old would probably kill them. So
all right, so you got to make sure that you're not borrowing someone's shower, right?
That's actually a very good point. You know, we have a sticker that goes on the wall of the shower that says, warning, shower protected by Shower Alert, just so
that's good,
know.
Because that was a, okay.
You know, I mean, if your kid is in the shower and your phone goes off, they're going to get the alert.
Right.
So, you know, there are some lifestyle changes that go along with Shower Alert, but none of them, none of them are too big a hassle, I think, for that extra notification.
708 says, what's the obsession with Yahtzee for such an important inventor? It sounds like he wouldn't have time for playing.
Well, I do play Yahtzee on my phone, and it's important to me that when someone takes their turn, I take my turn quickly after. So they're not left hanging. It's just rude Yahtzee etiquette to leave someone hanging for several hours.
262 says, I'm 19 years old. I would not like this idea. I hate when water gets cold on me, so I'd find it extremely frustrating.
Well, that person sounds like they might be somewhere on the spectrum. I don't want to...
Okay. Well, 815 also says, why don't you just go put your head in a Ziploc bag?
Well, I don't know how to respond to that one, Justin. Maybe you can help me out.
Okay, well.
Because I'd suffocate?
Yeah, I think so. 773 says, yay to the shower alert because Yahtzee is the bomb. P.S. I'm 12.
Well, there you go. There you go.
630 says, please, please, please never have this man on again.
Well, I think that's probably another inventor that's a little jealous of the attention I'm getting for my invention.
Yeah, that could be it.
Yeah.
847's got an idea they should have for an add-on camera that takes shower selfies and automatically posts them to Instagram and Twitter.
Well, that's a slight violation of privacy, but I'll be honest, it is something we are working into the device. So
847 says, I want to take a peaceful shower. Anything can wait till you're out of the shower. Definite nay, this guy's a loser.
I just don't know about that.
Yeah, 847 says perhaps Shower Alert can read your text messages to you in Morse code, with the cold blast being dots and dashes. That's creative.
Well, patent pending, so I hope they're not developing that as well.
773 says this guy's not very bright. 815 says ask Steve how business is going with his I Want to Draw a Cat for You. Probably pretty bad.
It's going fine, actually. The holidays were great.
331 says this guy is a freaking idiot. 630 says total insane. 630 says, why do I feel like my brain cells are dying listening to this joker?
I don't know. Well, I don't want to guess as to what else they're doing while they're listening, but I have a couple of guesses.
Yeah. 815 says, I'm a 30-year-old female, and I say nay. This guy has contradicted himself multiple times, and he sounds like a D-bag. You're saying you're important because you're an investor? That's insulting, idiot.
No. She misheard. I'm saying I'm important because I'm an inventor. Mm-hmm. I'm sure she'll call back with an apology.
309 says, all of Steve's comebacks make zero sense.
Okay.
This guy is incredibly rude.
Hey, no,
and
I'm
he
not,
hasn't
no,
had
not,
one good idea.
My comebacks might make zero sense, but my inventions make many dollars. Huh?
Yeah. 219 says, this guy's a really good salesman. Too bad his ideas are way out there, terrible bad.
Okay. Well, again, this is one I'll be honest, I expected a lot more yays on.
Yeah, you're not getting a lot. Oh, no, I got a Steve is a genius here. Hold on, where'd that go? I don't know, that's just it's a rhyme for a vulgar text. No, I'm sorry.
Oh.
What rhymes with genius, you can figure it out. Sorry. So there you go.
I think the target audience for this just might not be listening. I think if other people had tuned in tonight, we'd be having a whole other response to it, because I think this idea is gold.
I mean, I think I just went through probably about 30 texts. We probably had about 15 calls. So let's just say that the overwhelming, I mean, you probably got a cross section, probably 50 responses, and 47 of them were no. So I'm just saying, like, it's a cross section. We don't plan any of these calls. We don't put any, plants. These are people that called in. So the idea that being 47 out of 50 said no, you probably, the idea that it wasn't the right sample size doesn't seem to work.
But I think next week you might want to spend some time at the beginning reminding people which one is yay and which one is nay.
Okay.
Because I think the 30-year-old female called and said nay because she likes horses. So,
right.
I think we might be getting a skewed response because of that.
Okay. Well, I would say that you got some work on this one. I do like the concept. I do like the idea that you're finding ways to make people's lives more connected. But I would say that right now, Download Nation has spoken, and they have said a collective nay.
Well, no, what they've said is, you know what, this idea is too advanced for us, is what they've said.
Well, I mean, they wrote N-A-Y. So I would say more nay than what you said about advanced.
Okay.
But Steve, you did great. Once again, an amazing idea. And you know what? It just seems like it needs to go back into that workshop that you've got. Hopefully we'll hear about this one at some other time once you've refined some of the ideas. Steve Gadlin from iwantodrawcatforyou.com. Last words?
Well, yeah, I think I'll bring this one back to the drawing board, but people will hear of it again. So not counting it out yet.
All right, bud. Well, happy birthday. Congrats on being 40. I wish I was there to celebrate with you. Don't let this get you down to start your birthday, because you know you're loved, you're respected.
Yeah, well, it can only get better from here. So
there you go, you know. Steve Gadlin. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here on the frying pan.